All week, we've been looking at efforts to stop youth violence in Chicago. On one side are police, community groups, and schools. On the other side are the gangs that fuel violence. NPR's Cheryl Corley has the story of one teenager who says he has left gangs behind and is looking toward a new life.
He is 17 years old.
My name is Deontay Brooms. I'm from Chicago.
Deontay Brooms has a quick and winning smile. He's small with a close-cropped haircut, and he comes from a large family.
My mom adopted two kids, so it's eight of us.
He lives with his mother, his stepfather, his siblings, and he's a junior at Finger Academy High School. That's a school that gained notoriety a few years ago when cell phone video of the beating death of another student in a fight several blocks from the school went viral on the internet. Roseland, says Deontay, is a rough neighborhood.
There's a lot of shooting every day. You know, I also got shot at once upon a time. My friends also got shot at, I'm just lucky that they ain't got shot, you know.
Lucky, says Deontay, because he's involved now with Ceasefire, the anti-violence group that works to quell trouble, especially shootings on the streets. Here at the Roseland Ceasefire office, Deontay is open about his young life. He's on probation for getting into an altercation with a school security guard. And when he was on the verge of getting kicked out of school, Ceasefire helped prevent it. Deontay says he's very familiar with the violence in his community because he was often a part of it.
I was in a gang. I was a gangster and everything. It happens. You know, I used to be out here robbing people, shooting at people, breaking their houses, doing everything I could to get the money, selling drugs and everything. Everything.
Deontay swivels in his chair and says those days are over now. The gang banging and crime started, he says, because his mother was struggling and he needed things, money, fashionable shoes, things he couldn't get from home. He says he began his life with the gang when he was about 11 or 12.
The reason why I started shooting is because, you know, people hating and everything, you know, hating on me, trying to take advantage of my size and everything, you know. I couldn't beat everybody with the hands, you know. I ain't saying like I lost any fights or nothing like that. It's just if they grab theirs, I'm going to get mad.
So if they had their gun,
yes,
you were going after your gun.
Yes.
Did that happen a lot?
Yes.
University of Chicago researcher Dexter Voisin studies how youth on Chicago's South Side cope with community violence. He says teens growing up in dangerous neighborhoods have a range of coping strategies. They include seeking out nonviolent friends, becoming resigned, striving to do well in school, and for some, fighting back.
And I think part of the sort of code of survival on the streets in terms of I have to retaliate. If I don't retaliate, it's just a matter of time before I'm dead. I think the coping mechanisms for some boys are the same coping mechanisms that are also putting them in harm's way in terms of homicide threats.
But without a gun, says Deontay, he fears for his safety.
Yeah, I do. You know, when I ain't got it on me, I feel like something could happen. It ain't like I walk around every day with it, you know, because I feel like I don't want to go to jail at all. I ain't got no time to be going to jail trying to get somebody up off me, shanking people and stuff, you know. Never had to kill nobody in my life.
Deontay says he's also never harmed anyone with a gun, as far as he knows. But he has lost a couple of friends to gunfire, so he understands when people seek revenge.
Crying over your mans, coughing and everything, make you want to get at anybody. Anybody disrespect you can get it.
But while he understands the streets, Deontay says he's been working hard to change.
Well, I ain't selling drugs no more. I'm not fighting no more. I'm not reckless no more. Plus, I got people in my ear telling me, like, man, you don't need to do that, man. That's the same thing I used to do when I was young. And I'm looking like, all right, he's speaking real talk. It's real talk.
The U.S. Department of Justice calls Ceasefire strategy effective. It found that the group's interventions and work with young gang members has helped decrease shootings and killings. Harold Pollack, the co-director of the crime lab at the University of Chicago, says there's also a broader public policy challenge that needs to be addressed.
The best thing we could do for many of these young people to keep them out of crime is to make sure they have a job. In this current economic climate, not enough politicians, particularly in Washington, appreciate the importance of that. When we're trying to get money for summer jobs for Chicago youth, it's a heavy lift in Washington to get those kinds of resources.
Deontay hopes Ceasefire can help him find some type of work. He still has some problems at school, but his grades have improved. And he says despite some of the violent stories that have made headline news, some of the violence prevention efforts in Roseland actually seem to be working.
Because right now, you know, it ain't really hectic like it used to be. Right now, it's kind of quiet. Where I'm at, it's kind of quiet. We ain't hear no shooting, nothing like that. Nice little minute.
A nice little minute.
Nice little minute.
Now Deontay says all he wants to do is just make it in life, try to make his high school football team, and hopefully play football in college. He's already selected his school choices. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Tomorrow on Weekend Edition, the story of a teenage girl who was shot and survived. For more on our series, go to npr.org.